It's the post-match show. When I say the post-match show, this is at half-time of Liverpool Man United. So it's a pink and a two halves. And Neil Atkinson, hopefully it's a game of two halves as well, because Liverpool find themselves 3-0 down.
DJ, it's funny in that way, the way the goals come. Liverpool, it's 1-0 and then it goes 2 and 3 really quick, and Liverpool have done the subs in the gap. Reece Williams obviously makes a bit of a mess of things in there, and it's his first touch, to be fair to him. It's literally his first touch, and Martial's been really aggressive all game. He's played well, Martial.
I think I was always surprised to see him,
and I would like, he still plays one footy and two for Man United. And I think he's been really bright, Martial. And he was bright when he was coming up against Phillips, and he was bright when he came up against Williams. And in that moment, he gets the run there, and he's able to pull it away and make it 3-0. At 1-0, Liverpool, there's that mad scramble in front of their goal where we should score on, and this is no exaggeration, 6 occasions, and we don't score on any of them. And if that goes 1-1 at that point, then it all feels somewhat different. I think the other thing to point out as well is Liverpool, first, they did a week behind United, but I don't think it's about that. Liverpool have got a team that they're picking in here in three parts. United have just basically picked the first 11 there. The rhythm of them is about spot on. It's not making excuses for anyone or anything. For instance, Phillips and Gomez get themselves in a terrible state for the goal that makes it 2-0, although it's a brilliant finish from Fred. But my God, it's frustrating to watch at times, but you can see what Liverpool are trying to do.
Yeah, there's good performances in that first half, Craig, and there's indifferent ones. And I guess the reason why you don't get worried is that, you know, some of the players who've struggled in certain situations, I frankly don't expect to watch next season. They'll either go out on loan or they're just too young. And so the right backer, I think, does reasonably well, apart from the goal makes a bit of a mess of the first one. It's inexperienced. He plays it into a dangerous area. You know, there's mistakes from Phillips and Reece Williams. And listen, I'm not going to have a go at them, but I don't expect them to be around sort of next season. And so basically the lads who I think we will see did well.
I think you're right. I was really, really impressed by Diaz and Cavalio and that relationship that's building, because we've talked about looking forward to seeing these new players and how they build relationships with those players that are around them. Harvey Elliott, I thought, was bright as well. There's a lovely little flick of the head. And like Neil says, there was 2 minutes where it was a scramble. I thought Chambers had one there, and it was like, oh, that would have been the dream for a young player to come in.
I thought, of the lads I've not seen play football before,
really good.
I think he looked a bright.